"We shall be in the way. Yes, I quite understand," she said. "But we can't just shake the dust of the place off our shoes because something terrible has happened there. I must see Mark, and we can arrange later what to do. He must know how very deeply we feel for him. Perhaps we—" She hesitated. "The Major and I might be useful anyway," said Bill. "Isn't that what you mean, Mrs. Calladine?"
"Where is Mark?"
said the Major suddenly, looking hard at Antony. Antony looked back unwaveringly and said nothing.
"I think," said the Major gently, leaning over to Mrs. Calladine, "that it would be better if you took Betty back to London tonight."
"Very well," she agreed quietly. "Will you come with us, Ruth?" "I'll see you safely there," said Bill in a meek voice. He didn't quite know what was happening, and having expected to stay at the Red House for another week, he had nowhere to go to in London, but London seemed to be the place that everyone was going to. And when he could get Tony alone for a moment, Tony, no doubt, would explain.